Hachette Audio presents Jill, a biography of the First Lady. Written by Julie Pace, Darlene Superville, with Evelyn M. Duffy. Read by Deanna Anthony. There are no requirements of the job. You do what makes your heart sing. Lady Bird Johnson on Being First Lady. Dr. Jill Biden sat with the authors for 3 interviews in September 2021. We thank her for her time and candor. We interviewed many others, including family members, friends, and colleagues, both on background and on the record. Introduction. As a teacher for more than 30 years, Dr. Jill Biden had long been accustomed to waking up in the dark. But this was something else entirely. She heard the whistle of the 5:20 a.m. Northeast Regional train break the still air as it sped by her home in Wilmington, Delaware. The winter of 2017 felt especially cold and dark. After 8 years at the highest levels of the U.S. government, Joe and Jill Biden had left Washington behind. Donald Trump was now in the White House, in the 19th century mansion on the grounds of the Naval Observatory that had served as the Biden's home during Joe's 2 terms as vice president, was occupied by the new second family, Mike and Karen Pence. But Jill continued teaching at a community college just outside Washington that had become a second home for her, a place where she could channel her passion for education and escape the political pressure cooker. Teaching English classes at Northern Virginia Community College, which everyone called NOVA, now required a train ride, the same commute her husband had made for 36 years to his job in the Senate. Amtrak had renamed the station in Wilmington after Joe Biden 5 years earlier in recognition of the thousands of hours he'd spent commuting. Teaching was about the only thing that could draw Jill back to Washington at the time. It was never a city she considered home, despite her husband's profession. She and the couple's 3 children had always lived in Wilmington, part of a close-knit community of family and friends. Jill had embraced her role as second lady, but Washington was also filled with difficult memories, most recently, the loss of her son, Beau, to cancer. From Wilmington.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?